I think you've captured it. It's all about changing lives. It's all about taking the good news of the gospel to all of the world. Well, all too soon we have come to the final day of this gathering, a gathering which we have dreamed of, planned for, prayed about over the course of the last 2 years, how God has honored our prayers in ways that are beyond anything that we could have asked or imagined. Over 500 leaders from 111 countries around the world, from every continent, people united in their love for Christ, their love for the gospel, and their commitment to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. Now on this final morning, there are really just four things that I want to say to you. First of all, I want to say thank you for coming. Thank you for the sacrifices that you have made, and thank you for the investments that you have made in one another's lives. Secondly, I want to say, as you go today and tomorrow and in the coming days as you travel home, God will be with you, and God will bless you until the end of time, until the ends of the earth, and until that time when we are gathered together once again with all the younger and older leaders of every time, every generation, every place. And thirdly, I want to say, rise to the challenge that is before you. And fourthly, I want to say, I love you. I've come to love you as my brothers and sisters from around the world. My life has been enriched by you. And you have given me great confidence in the future, that the future of the church and the future of world evangelization is in good hands. People of God who love you with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. And I want you to know that I would do anything I possibly could to help you to discover and fulfill the purposes for which God brought you into being and for which God has called you into His service. All of us are committed to helping you in any way that we can. This morning, as we express gratitude, I want to express gratitude to a very dear person in the Lausanne movement. I want you women to know that we wish that there were more of you here, but I want you to know that many of you are here because of the fact that one woman, Robin Clayton, has been an advocate for women in ministry and women in world evangelization as she has traveled the globe. Robin, would you please come? Thank you. Bless you. Thank you. Robin has served as the deputy chair of Lausanne for a number of years. She's been a part of the planning of Lausanne 2, of the 2004 forum. You have also been the leader of the Women's Network, and I know that you have traveled to how many countries?
60
countries on every continent to lift up Christ and to encourage women to mobilize, to mentor, and to, what else? Three M's. Mobilize, mentor, and motivate for the cause of the gospel. Ted Yamamori, would you please come also as well? And I want you to know that as you complete your service in this particular area of ministry, that we are so glad that Elka Werner from Marburg, from Sydney to Marburg, that Elka Werner will take up the mantle as the leader of the Women's Network for the Lausanne Committee for World Evangelization. Well, I want to read a certificate of appreciation. This certificate is presented to Robin Clayton in appreciation for over 16 years of service and leadership of the Lausanne Committee for World Evangelization. We stand taller and stronger for your tireless efforts in mentoring women around the world, developing the Lausanne Women's Network, and bringing the cause of women in world evangelization to the forefront of our thoughts and ministry. The Lausanne Committee for World Evangelization, signed Douglas Birdsall Chair, Ted Yamamori, International Director, September 30th, 2006. Robin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. Thank you. Just a second, Robin. Robin, don't go too far, because please come back in 2010 when we are going to have 40% of the participants who will be women from around the world. Thank you so much. Ted Yamamori was on the platform. Ted has served as the international director. He got away before I could thank him. But Ted, if you would just stand, we also want to thank you for your willingness to stand in the gap and serve as the international director these last 2 years. And we are pleased to announce the appointment of a new international director, Mr. Lindsey Brown, who has served as the International Secretary for IFES for 16 years, has accepted our invitation to serve in this capacity and will be assuming the responsibilities as he transitions out of IFES and into this new role. Now, before I begin my message this morning, I want to respond to some questions that many of you have asked, as you have asked about how you can be connected to the ongoing work of this movement. Every day I have been talking with you as individuals and as groups from early in the morning until late at night. You will have the opportunity today in your regional groups to talk more about this with the people who are leaders of Lausanne in your part of the world. We want you to know that we are encouraging you to do anything that you would like, to convene consultations, to establish forums in the spirit of Lausanne for the advance of the gospel. We will provide tools for you. All of you will get a CD with all of the resources of this gathering on it that you can take back to your countries and to your cities and to your ministries. On the table outside, just halfway down the steps, there are also several sets of the compendium from the 2004 forum. There are just 18 sets. And if there are those of you who have libraries where the printed hard copy could be of use, please take one free of charge. If they all run out and others of you would like them, please let us know and we will ship them to you free of charge. You have asked, what are the procedures or what are the rules for establishing a consultation under the auspices or under the umbrella of Lausanne? We want you to know that this is a movement that is magnanimous in its spirit. And if you would like to convene a consultation and to use the Lausanne name, we would simply ask that you notify a person in your region, or that you be in touch with someone on the Lausanne Committee. You can be in touch with us by emailing us at info@lausanne.org, simplest way, and someone will get back in touch with you. I also want to let you know that at the end of this morning's meeting and throughout this day and until you leave, you will be given an opportunity at your leisure to add your name to those who have signed the Lausanne Covenant. Pieces of paper, sheets of paper will be available for you to sign. They will be outside and at the back of the auditorium. There will also be a little card that you can just sign and date and keep that in your Bible as a reminder of your commitment this day. I'm aware of the fact that on Monday evening, some of you felt that I pushed Lausanne too hard. That was not my intention. In my attempt to provide an orientation to Lausanne, I'm afraid that for some of you, I provided a disorientation. However, I simply wanted to extend an invitation to you to join a network of friends from around the world who love God and who share a vision for world evangelization. This is a network of brothers and sisters, north and south, east and west, young and old. As we have tried to share with you, Lausanne is not an organization. It is simply a movement and a network that we believe that God has raised up. We believe that this movement is just what you have been looking for. We are saying yes. And we believe that not only the movement, but the covenant in particular is just what you have been looking for. We are saying yes to what Jesus said. It is a relational document, a covenant, not an individualistic declaration. It represents friendship in Christ in a most global and transgenerational manner. It represents a yearning for God-given alliances and alignment. As you read it, you will see that it is a document of humility, not triumphalism. We are not trying to perpetuate an organization. Rather, we are in pursuit of a vision and a dream. What you have seen this week is as organized as Lausanne gets. From this point forward, it descends into God-ordained chaos. And it's out of the chaos that the creative God brings into being new ministries, new partnerships, new alliances. We simply try to guide, to connect, to communicate, to support the church around the world in pursuit of its dream. It is all forward-looking. As Michael Oh so eloquently and passionately shared on our opening night, our theme, until, it's all together forward-looking, until the work is finished and until Christ returns. So we invite you to join with us, and we will give you an opportunity to respond by signing the covenant. But let me remind you that this gathering was organized to develop you for the cause of world evangelization, for the glory of God. The glory of God is the end. Lausanne is simply a means to the end. Those of us who serve and lead in Lausanne do so as volunteers who have other demands and responsibilities in our ministry. Yet we find that our alignment with the Lausanne movement brings a wonderful dimension to our lives and ministry. Recently, I was with Rick Warren in his offices in Southern California at Saddleback Church. And as we were talking about his involvement in the Lausanne movement and the time that he is willing to give to it with all that he has to do around the world, I said, Rick, given the demands that are upon you, given the opportunities that God is opening up to you as arguably the most influential clergyman in the world today, I said, why would you give your time to Lausanne? And without hesitation, he said, it's the vision. I love the vision of the whole church taking the whole gospel to the whole world. He said, Doug, it's my desire and my passion to be a part of mobilizing 1 billion people to take the good news of the gospel to all of the world. I said, Rick, I'm thrilled, but I just want you to know I don't really like to use hyperbolic or inflated numbers. He said, fine, let's just use the term the whole church, but if you do your math, it's about 1 billion people. And so we're a part of what God wants to do in our time.